Thanks for calling Dylan Doe's customer service. How are you vibing today? Hello? Are you there? Yeah, I have to ask you that. It's in the script that they give us. They apparently think it's important because... we here at Dylan Doe's strive to give you good vibrations every single day. I can feel you rolling your eyes over the phone. Trust me, I'm right there with you. But they still want me to say it to everyone. It's supposed to... Wait, hold on. Let me find the line from the training manual. Ah, here you go. We here at Dylan Doe's believe that sex is not shameful. After all, we were the most successful sex toy company in terms of sales in the second quarter of last year. We feel the need to highlight this unique period and hope that no one will notice how highly specific it is in order to improve admiration for our personal brand. Okay, no, it doesn't actually say that last line. But it does say that. In order to make our customers more comfortable discussing their most quote-unquote intimate problems, we ask all our customer service representatives to work the following puns into user-related calls whenever possible. At Dylan Doe's, we believe that humor allows the consumers to experience familiarity and comfort in an unfamiliar setting, which will both decrease call times and help develop new loyalties to our company. I probably wasn't supposed to read you that, but whatever. Honesty builds loyalty too, right? And hopefully my boss thinks so too if he ever finds out about this. Anyway, did it work? Do you feel more loyal or ready to open up to me or something? Well, maybe you just need better puns. Yeah, sometimes I get bored and come up with some of my own. What about... Thanks for calling Dylan Doe's customer service. Please tell us all your latest buzz. Get it? Because vibrators buzz? No? Fine. Let's see. Oh, this one's good. At Dylan Doe's, we believe that the customer always comes first. What do you think? Still nothing? Fine. Why don't you try one if you're so picky then? Okay. I'm mad at myself for laughing at that because it wasn't that good. But I'm still going to use it. Yep. Your words are now going to become modern Dylan Doe's lore. Just let me write them down. Welcome to Dylan Doe's. We know that things are hard, but we're here to help. Well, there you go. Congratulations. How does it feel to be a sex pun legend? Who knows? Maybe they'll even add a section to the training manual about you. Exciting stuff. Okay, yeah, I admit I'm not great at this job. I've spent, I don't know, however long on the phone with you, and I still don't even know why you called. But, in my defense, nobody ever calls this number. I mean, who the fuck calls customer service for a sex toy company? You'd have to be pretty desperate to... Oh, right, sorry. It's not desperate. It's great that you're so sexually open. Really. No, really, it's fine. I'm not judging. Oh, come on, it's not lame. It shows ingenuity. Most people wouldn't even think to call the number on the back of the box. But you? You're a problem solver. Or a go-getter. Or something. Sorry, I'm kind of still in corporate slang mode after reading that training manual. Anyway, you must be a really nice person if you're willing to listen to me yammer on like this. Well, like I said, no one ever calls me, so I mostly just sit on my ass all day and play video games. Oh, wait, fuck, I probably shouldn't have told you that. I'm so glad my boss isn't here. Yeah, can we just forget that this interaction ever happened? No, you don't need to hang up. Let's just rewind a bit. Here, I'll start from the beginning. Hi, thanks for calling Dylan Doe's customer service. How can I assist you? No, wait, it's supposed to include a pun. Hi, you've reached Dylan Doe's customer service. Why the fuck did you call? Whatever, that was close enough to a pun. Okay, okay, I know it sounds rude, but please just answer before I do something else wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, okay. So your sex toy stopped working. Which one is it? Wait, none of our models are named Thor. Oh, Thor is just the name that you gave it. Yeah, that's great. Names their sex toy. Sorry, yeah, I'll focus on the job. Anyway, if you don't know the model, can you tell me how it runs? Is it battery operated? Oh, okay, it has a charging cable. Got it. Well, are you sure that you charged it correctly? Yeah, I get that it was working last night, but how long did you use it for? I just need to know if it's a battery issue or not. I didn't ask how long it takes you to come. Great. Okay, yeah, that's about what I would have expected. That's about the average amount of time to come. Not like for you specifically, but just, you know, statistically. Anyway, that wouldn't be enough to drain your battery from full, so it might be that it's not holding its charge for some reason. I don't know. Did you try turning it off and on again? What? It works with computers. Okay, fine. I guess that's not really an option if it won't turn on at all. Unfortunately, that's pretty much my entire knowledge base for troubleshooting sex toys. I'd offer to call reinforcements, but I'm literally the only customer service representative. And if you couldn't tell from my complete incompetency, they never actually expected anybody to call this number. On the bright side, you're probably not even horny anymore after listening to this train wreck, so you shouldn't have too much of a problem waiting until we can send you a replacement. Wait, seriously? How are you still turned on right now? Oh, well, I think that you sound cute too. I'm probably not supposed to say that either, but it's fine. So, do you require further assistance? I'm just asking because, well, we here at Dillandoes believe that the most important thing is customer satisfaction. So, if you'd like me to help you with that, I'd be more than happy to. No, no, I don't mind at all. My boss isn't here, and this is the most interesting thing that's happened all day. And besides, I got kind of excited when you said that you liked my voice. So, do you want to? Perfect. Well, I just want you to lie back and relax for me, babe. Just tease yourself while I get myself excited. Really excited. As I imagine you in my arms, teasing you and kissing you all over, hearing your beautiful, delicious moans. That's it. Let me hear it, babe. Show me how much you want me, how much you crave me. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you sound so fucking hot. Oh, I want you so badly. Now, speed up a little bit for me, babe. Stroke that cock for me. But not too fast, though. Just enough to remind yourself that there's more. And to remind yourself how much I want you. Yeah. All of you. Your lips, your touch, and every last inch of your cock. Just imagine me straddling you, my pussy grinding against your bulge, heating you up. I can just feel your cock throbbing with pleasure. But I still want to give you more. I want to push you to your limit. Oh, so I'll grind faster. and watch you try not to lose control. Because you want it just as much as I do. Say it. Say that you want me. Good. Because I want you so fucking badly. Faster now, babe. No holding back anymore. I'm so fucking close. Oh god. I'm so fucking ready. Come on. Tell me what you want. Yeah, that's right, baby. Come for me. Please. I need to hear you come. I want to come with you. I'm so close. So fucking close. Come on. Come on. Give in for me. Please, babe. Please. I need it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's it, babe. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, my God. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck. Oh, God. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me at work. Is there anything else I can assist you with? Okay, well, send the toy back to us and we'll get you set up with a new one. And if you get impatient waiting for a new one, you are always welcome to call again. And feel free to call even when you do get your new one. I think it's important to follow up with a customer to make sure our products are performing well. Wait, you actually want to call me again? No, no, that's great. Really great. Maybe I should give you my personal number, though, just in case it's not my shift next time. Okay, I can email it to you with the call receipt. Wait, fuck, I'm supposed to send you a customer satisfaction survey, too. Yeah, I kind of guessed that you were satisfied. But do me a favor and don't go into too much detail in the survey, okay? There's like a 5% chance that someone might actually read it, and I really don't want to explain this to my boss. Thanks, you're the best. Yeah. I'm looking forward to talking again, too. Thanks for calling Dylan Doos. We hope that you have a wonderful night.